What the hell's going on with this ship crash into the bridge? You got to ask yourself. I've been trying to move away from the current events a little bit on the show because my feeling is that there's a lot of fear porn out there, and I just don't want to participate in that. Now, I think it's good to stay aware and understand what's going on, certainly watch current events in terms of what's really going on, the impact on our lives, but this has gotten a little out of hand. But in this case, I say there's a discussion that needs to be had here. Talk about flat-out disinformation. So what happened? The ship crashes into the bridge a couple days ago, direct hit on this, you know, very vulnerable point in the bridge. I mean, who would have thought that bridges were that fragile at all under any circumstance, really? We'll talk a little bit more about that, too. But the news then went nuts, right? And of course, I mean, people, you know, could it be a terrorist strike? You know, could it have been a sabotage by the boat captain or something like that? Foreign-owned boat, foreign-owned captain, maybe they don't like the United States, something like that. All these different theories. Why? Well, it was just a little weird that the ship seemed to direct itself, direct hit, right, for this bridge abutment, and had time to close the bridge so that nobody was killed or hurt, or very few people. Anyway, a couple of people working on it. And, you know, all legitimate questions, though. You know, why is this happening? And once again, you look at the information being presented, and it's just a lot of strange coincidences. So what's really going on? As far as jumping to the idea that it was a terrorist attack and whether or not that was a fair assessment, automatically what I thought looked suspicious immediately. I said the same thing after the bridge abutment on the I-95 highway here in Philadelphia was blown up about a year ago. And they say never really divulged the circumstances. Some guy who had been hauling diesel for years happens to break down or something. We never really got the whole story. Happens to stop, develops a problem under the bridge, and it blows up under the bridge. It's a little weird. It's a little suspicious to me. More than a little. And so is the ship incident. Now, I don't know much about these things. Maybe it's not as strange as you might think, but doesn't seem like we see a lot of it going on the news, even though it could happen. Not to mention the fact that look at all the stuff. You get doors coming off of airplanes and bridges coming. Why would we ask any questions? I think it's perfectly logical is what I'm getting at. Anyway, the stories were all over the place. Weren't really getting any good information. Still haven't got any good information. And the question remains, who and what happened over there? What's the deal on this whole thing? This story caught my eye because I see the media spin go into full bore. And you can watch it happen. It's kind of comical. It's like it's election year. So whatever Fox News says, CNN and MSNBC and all, I'm going to say the opposite. Now, who cares, really? Because I don't know if there's really many people watching any of that stuff anymore. I think there's a lot of it that plays in background scenarios, basically, offices and things like that, and building lobbies. But I don't know how many people are really tuning in to The View on purpose. But maybe I'm wrong about that. But anyway, it's just kind of interesting to me. You get a story come out. It's not really a political story, at least not yet. Well, it is, kind of. We'll get to that. But not in the way that and I'll explain why the media is doing that. Let me just get to the story. So I see this left-wing story. Who is this from? The Guardian. Online conspiracy circles galvanized to proclaim Baltimore bridge collapse as a black swan event, meaning that our own intelligence agencies did it. I've come to believe that our intelligence agency is probably behind all the terrorism, really. Just my observation. How do I know? I don't have any evidence to support it. Direct evidence, all circumstantial based on my observation. I wouldn't be surprised if the American intelligence agencies were behind the attack in Russia. And how would they do that? I'll explain that to you in a second, but let me just follow the narrative here, if you will. The media blows up, the conservative news is, you know, eyeing with suspicion, and then, of course, the left liberal media jumps in and going to make the Republicans and conservatives look like a bunch of idiots. Far-right commentators, that would be people like me, people with opinions, have declared Tuesday's dramatic collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge a black swan event, a niche phrase that has recently captured the imaginations of deep state conspiracy theorists. Nothing is safe, wrote influencer Andrew Tate on X about 6 hours after a container ship collided with the bridge. Black swan event imminent. This is a black swan event, asserted General Mike Flynn, Donald Trump's former national security advisor, said on X, including others, Benny Johnson, Laura Loomer, who's doubled down on this. She's a activist journalist, you would say. Interesting stuff she's putting out. I can't speak to the accuracy of it. I haven't been able to check into that. And here you go, some verified QAnon-affiliated accounts. I don't even know what that means. Also latched on to the black swan event language, many claiming that the collapse was terrorism related. Well, that's two different things. That's two very different things. A black swan event would be a purposeful act by our intelligence agencies to, you know, draw us into a conflict or something like that, or some other objective, whereas an act of terrorism would necessarily be an enemy of our country. Two totally different issues. Is it just crazy to be thinking that this would be possible? Well, then the theory shifted a little bit. I guess they wanted to cool the temperatures, you might say. And Politico published this. Outmoded bridge design likely contributed to catastrophic loss in Baltimore. Outmoded? In the 1970s, when the Key Bridge was designed, we went from Francis Scott Key Bridge to Key Bridge. Ships were dramatically smaller, and engineers would not have foreseen the behemoth container ships of today. They say something like that, and I go nuts, because do you think that the PennDOT, we have PennDOT, they have Maryland DOT. They didn't know that the ships got bigger. They didn't know that they had a bridge over a canal that now has huge ships going through and is unprotected. I guess not. The collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, we're back to Francis Scott Key. After a collision with a massive container ship, could have been mitigated with simple fenders that have been standard issue on new bridges since the 1980s, 90s, I can't say 90s. For the past 30 years, these fenders have been standard on bridges for 30 years, but not on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Today, these fenders are standard to be installed around supporting beams for new bridges to help blunt potential impact from cargo ships. They help combat the ever-increasing size of ships, just like the 1,000-foot-long Dally, which sent the bridge into the river on Monday. Had the Key Bridge been designed for the criteria or developed after the 1990s, I think it would have survived the event. Said, listen to this, Sharif Al-Tawil, professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of Michigan. So, Sharif Al-Tawil at the University of Michigan is well aware of this condition. Kind of interesting, don't you think? But Politico wants you to think, it was just an outdated bridge, no big deal. So this is the argument that they're making. And then we get this. Online conspiracy theories galvanized, right? The Guardian story I mentioned. Went on to discredit any mention of anything but a simple old bridge accident. And you were just a lunatic to think otherwise. So the simple question, do you believe it? You say, like, guys, like, it's an old bridge, it's an old boat, it happened to break down. Here, let me give you how Obama. Now, we're not going to jump to conclusions and start attacking the good boat captain. He did the best he could do. And the good folks down there, Baltimore DOT. Been working hard overnight to get the bridge out of the water. We need everybody to calm down right now and understand that these things happen. Oh, okay, thanks. Thanks for explaining that to me. Baltimore Bridge was tragic enough, then came along the right-wing conspiracy theorists. Still doubling down. This is USA Today. So they vacillate back and forth between the, you crazy nut job right wingers are claiming terrorism. How could you? You're just a bunch of conspiracy theorists. Then they come back. They say, well, it's just, this is a logical explanation for this. Then they go back to the attacking, the political attacks over this. And what is it doing? Nothing but ticking off people who think, well, I don't know. I kind of thought maybe there was a chance that, something strange is going on here. Baltimore bridge collapse was tragic enough. Then came the right-wing conspiracy theories. What existed online regarding Baltimore's Francis Scott Key bridge collapse, the stuff beamed into the brains of millions, bore no resemblance to the actual facts and news. Oh, really? Let me continue on. Then they even went after Francis Scott Key. Who was Francis Scott Key? The controversial poet? Wow. Unbelievable. That was the Washington Post. Thank you very much. Go after Francis Scott Key. They go after conservatives. Why? Does any of this look like it could be a distraction to you? That perhaps there's something that they're trying to cover up? And if so, what is that? But let's go back to the original question. What and who is at fault? You say, well, it was because the bridge was antiquated, okay? Let me just stay on point. I'll make this argument a second. Stay with me. All these news organizations, and instead of looking into and investigating, they're just going to jump on this narrative that somehow QAnon's fault. I guess they couldn't blame Trump directly, so they go after QAnon. But is any of the hysteria, wherever it comes from, is it, and I do believe there was some, by the way, but is it warranted? Is it justified in any way? Well, let's look back at some of the headlines that I happen to have in my bank of goodies here that I hadn't gotten to yet. And that's why I'm here on a Saturday in part, catching up on all this news. But listen to what was going on in the week or so leading up to this little event. France raises the terror alert warning to its highest level. Attacks in New York City transit jump a massive 50% as subway murders surge. This after I just told you last week, I think, that there was an FBI report. They said, no, crime is actually down. Disturbances are up, probably making people, you know, misunderstand that. Get the hell out of here. Boeing whistleblower found dead in the United States. How many whistleblowers are going to come up dead? But it's the conspiracy theorists who are nuts, right? Then there's this from the Jerusalem Post. You're not going to argue with them, are you? The U.S. intelligence warns of fragile world order. Unbelievable. So a bridge smacks head on into a button a week of that news. You go, maybe it's a terrorist attack. You stupid conspiracy theorist. Every time. Nothing to suspect, right? Bridge slams dead on, takes down the whole bridge in one shot. Nothing to suspect. And while the red lights are flashing, because they knew it was going to happen, it's like a controlled demolition is what it appeared to be if you had no narrative. But let's not theorize, shall we? We don't want to be labeled conspiracy theorists. I don't know about you. I don't trust the media. And the whole thing looks very suspicious to me. Who or what is to blame for this is what we're getting to. And I'm going to give it to you right now. 13 minutes to lay that out. Not bad. I hope you're staying with me. There's three scenarios, all right? First is that the Politico and the Guardian are correct. It's just an old bridge and an old boat. And for whatever reason, neither one of them was maintained or upgraded to safety standards. And it's just an accident, all right? But we're going to come back to that. Just an accident, okay? Actually, I'll just say it. I just got my vehicle inspected. And it happened, this is fresh in my mind. He said, your brakes are like brand new. I was like, I don't drive this thing very much. Good to hear, right? I was actually worried about the brakes. It gave me a little trouble. He's like, yeah, it's getting a little, whatever they get, rusty on the, whatever happens in there. Like, just ride it out, basically. And he said, they're fine. So, but I ask you this. If I were to not fix the brakes and not do anything about it, knowing that there was a problem with it, and the brakes did fail, and I killed somebody, does that become a different matter than a simple accident? I'll ask you. We'll come back to that. But that's one theory, that it was just an accident based on, you know, poor design, outdated design, whatever you want to call it. The second theory is that it was purposeful, okay? Now, I know that this doesn't fit in what we're being told to think, and this is a theory. I don't want to be labeled a conspiracy theorist here, God forbid. But the second possibility is it was purposeful, right? And that could have been a variety of things. Could have been sabotage, could have been terror attack, could have been a domestic terrorist, could have been a black swan event. But why would it? What would be the purpose of a black swan event? What's the objective there? I don't view that as highly possible. Personally, to me, I think the most likely is sabotage, but we don't know. We do not know. So then the third possibility, I kind of already said this with one, is that it's aging infrastructure not designed for modern needs. We're going to blame the engineers, basically. But they're not really blaming them. They didn't know because the ships weren't that big back then. Truly an accident, one. Two, a purposeful act of some kind. Or three, an engineering disaster, I guess. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt on this. So if it was number two, like I said, it could have been a variety. So black swan, green swan, what's the difference? It was a purposeful event. That means there's a perpetrator at large, right? We need to find them. You saw what happened in Russia, a little different than how things are handled here. Now, if it was a purposeful hit of some kind, you had some actor who was able to exploit a known vulnerability, or was it known? It's known now, whatever his name was, and University of Michigan said it was. If it was known by them, then why wasn't it known by us? And why weren't measures taken to fix it? Why isn't anybody looking into this? Why is the liberal media covering that up? If it wasn't on purpose, why weren't the upgrades made? You got plane doors coming off. You've got trains coming off the rails, 1,300 a year. Look it up. It is massive, the number of train derailments in this country. And now you got ships crashing. And we're supposed to just sit back and like, oh, okay. It's old. Yeah. So is the tired old cable news. But back to the question, who or what is at fault? It only lies in one place. Okay. We don't know whether or not it was purposeful. But we know that there was a vulnerability that could have been addressed. Whose job was it to address it? It's a government asset. We pay all of our taxes. Where'd all that infrastructure money go? What happened to the big infrastructure bill? I think I read that they were making Baltimore a smart city. Well, they should go back to the dumb way because it was a lot safer. Just my take on it anyway. I keep saying this, was a black swan event purposeful or not? The current trajectory of this country is straight down, and these infrastructure issues are huge. You got aging infrastructure all over the place and nothing being done about it, money being wasted on this green scam. And I'm telling you, you start talking about bridges and dams, water supplies, and even sewage systems. I've been talking about this, and I know nobody wants to really hear it. It's not an exciting conversation. But you look at the raw sewage that's being pumped out into the ocean from Tijuana and how it's affecting California. It's disgusting. And more than that, it could lead to diseases of all different kinds, crazy outbreaks. We ought to be asking our government, demanding to know, why aren't these things being taken care of? And that's why the liberal media is spinning this. And, oh, see, it's just the kooky conservatives making an issue where none exists. Oh, a big issue exists. Where'd the money go? And why isn't it being handled properly? And that's the story of our government right now. And that's what people need to be talking about, not left wing, right wing. How do we take care of what we have and do it properly? And then you can do other things after that. But we can't let everything fall apart in the meantime. The government's become so inept at everything. And this is just another example of the real change that we need. Leave you with this. Does this look like progress to you? All these progressive pushing back on QAnon and conservatives. You just tell me where the proof is that this is the kind of progress that our country needs and wants. I'll see you back tomorrow, God willing.